Hey, this is Austin Beach with Audio Oblivious Productions, and you're listening to...
What are you doing, man?
Shut up, Scott. I'm recording an intro.
Sweet. Am I in it?
No. Just let me do this real quick. I'll be done in a second.
But...
Scott, they don't even know you.
But they don't know you either. Have you ever met them?
Well, no, but...
But?
Well, this is my intro. I don't need you for this. You know what? You're fired.
Yeah? Well, I don't need you either. I'm going to go do my own podcast. And I'm going to have a fog machine, robots, lasers, and a disco ball. Well, screw this and screw you. I'm out of here. Hey, if somebody was interested in learning how to do all this by themselves, what was the name of that podcast you were talking about earlier?
The Audio Drama Production Podcast.
Thanks.
Hello you, a big warm welcome to the How to Make Stories and Sound Internet Radio Show. What do you think of the new name? Not a fan? All right then, let's stick with the Audio Drama Production Podcast, the award-winning show that's been bringing you hints, tips, interviews, opinions and news since way back in 2014. I bet most of you weren't even born then. My name's Matthew, and on the show today, we've got a couple of contribution segments from two guys who've recently entered the audio drama production space, Dane Leonardson and Brian Mock. And coincidentally, both these clips have a common theme, and that is how much you can actually create on your own in audio drama. So if you're still struggling to find the inspiration, motivation or confidence to get started creating your own shows, hopefully that's all going to change in the next 10 minutes. So I'm going to hand you over to Brian first and then on to Dane. Enjoy.
Oh, hey. Come on in, have a seat. You thirsty? I got, let me see here. Ah. Fresh soda. Okay, so my name is Brian Mock. You've probably never heard of me. That's because I'm a new audio drama producer. And I mean like brand new. So why am I talking to you? Well, I'm really talking to the people out there who were like me. Listening to audio dramas, listening to this very show, trying to learn the craft. A person like me who has been sifting through dozens of concept recordings locked away on my computer that will never see the light of day because of fear. Fear that the product you put out will be made fun of or that nobody will listen to. If you're like me, you're probably saying things like, I need good equipment, I need a writer, I need actors, I need to learn how to make sound effects, blah, 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 blah. I'm here to tell you that those are excuses. You can make an audio drama for $0, but if you never get out there, you will never truly learn how to master this craft. Now, my show may not be very good. I've broken every rule. I have one character, I write the series as I go, and by write, I mean I usually improv most of the lines. I can't act, and I'm still not quite sure what decibels are or what gain means. But my little audio drama, two episodes in, has been listened to a whole bunch of times. I've got 2 5-star ratings on iTunes, and I've gained a few followers. Get out there and do it. You will find fans, especially if you make it free on iTunes. Now, why is that? Well, let's pull up audio drama on iTunes, and let's see what the first few things that pop up are.
Audio drama and search.
Okay, we got It's About Time Travel Agency, a Doctor Who fan fiction, The Once and Future Nerd, the X-Men fan fiction, of course, the Audio Drama Production Podcast, The Table Round, and some weird show called Aftermath, I don't know, and a handful of others. That's it. The grounds are ripe for carving out your audio drama. Now, before we go back to that, I don't have a microphone argument, I'm going to let you in on a little secret. This entire little monologue that I just did, all of it, cost me $0. I used the mic on my laptop, surprise. I used Audacity to record it. A bunch of sound effects from Sound Effects Factory on YouTube. Music from a list of public domain songs. And I wrote the script on Celtix.com. Celtix.com. Which is free, and has specialty templates specifically for writing audio drama scripts. Now, all of this stuff I just said is free. Basically, if you have a computer, you can make a competent audio drama. Please, don't be like me. Stop making excuses and start making dramas. I'd like to thank Matthew and Robert for allowing me to talk to you guys, and if you're interested in my audio drama, you can find it at www.zpocnation.com or search Zpoc Nation on iTunes. Take care, guys. Cheers.
Hey, everybody. This is Dane Leonardson, and I'm here to talk about voice acting for beginners. Now, I'm not an experienced voice actor by any stretch of the imagination, but I do have some methods to work for me. I produce the fall audio drama, and since I started this project essentially on my own, I voiced all of the characters in episode 1 myself. Now, I'm not saying this to brag, especially since my abilities pale in comparison to some of the incredible individuals here in the ADPP community. I'm saying this to make a point. If I can do it, so can you. Yeah, you, the one sitting there with a golden story in your imagination, thinking of all the reasons not to start an audio drama. Now, I had my doubts, don't get me wrong. But let me just challenge you here. Produce 5 minutes of audio drama. I dare you. If you don't love the experience, I'll never bring it up again. Now back to the point, voice acting. I ended up having to do 9 of the characters in the first season of The Fall on my own, and as a result, many people started asking me how I was able to change my voice so dramatically.
Excuse me?
Harold, what are you doing here? I didn't say—
I just happened to be in the neighborhood, and I couldn't help but hear you were talking about voice acting.
Harold, dang man, what is this garbage, dog? You said you was busy recording, dude.
Jermichael, listen, he just showed up here and I didn't—
Oh, so Jermichael shows up and it's no problem, but when it's me, suddenly it becomes an issue?
Man, nobody asked you what your Steve Urkel looking self, bruh. I think that all of you are missing the point.
Cassius!
Aren't you supposed to be dead?
That is a story for another time. Please continue, Dane, with your voice acting advice.
Thanks, Cassius. Now, where was I? Ah, yes. So, as you probably have already guessed, Harold and the gang were voiced by yours truly. It's important to remember that I didn't just make these voices up on the spot. They're a product of practice and fine-tuning. Now, how can somebody practice these voices without appearing insane to everyone around them? Well, personally, I talk with these ridiculous voices to my pets. Not that they don't think I'm insane. I'm sure they do, but the point is, you have to find something consistent in your life that you can tie your acting into. Talk with accents while showering, taking a walk, voice chatting on Xbox Live, or even answer the phone with these voices when telemarketers call. I've done that last one a lot. If you can get a telemarketer to laugh at you, you know the voice is convincing. Now, it's also very important to differentiate the voices you create so that they sound as distinct as possible. Experiment with changing the tightness of your throat while talking. As you can hear, I can get my voice to the point of sounding very shallow. Then when I start to widen my vocal cords, I can get into that full, rich tone. Then start to experiment with pitch.
High, shallow voices.
Low, full voices.
High, full voices.
And low, shallow voices.
Experiment in post-production with pitch shifting, EQ, that sort of thing, to even further distinguish your characters. Also, try changing up the rhythm and pacing of each character. Combining these traits with accents? The possibilities are endless. Now, as important as it is to have distinct voices in your show, those voices will fall flat if they fail to portray natural emotions. Remember that people do a majority of their communication via body language. For example, a facial expression can say everything without words even being spoken. You don't have that luxury in audio drama, so it's really important to get these emotions flowing purely from your vocals. You can't expect the audience to understand that you're angry by waving your arms and glaring at your microphone. Also remember that volume doesn't necessarily equal intensity. My parents have put the fear of God into me with a simple whisper. It's all about the delivery. Now, you might be asking yourself, How can I capture extreme emotions if I'm just recording here in the comfort of my home studio? Well, as you most likely already know, background music adds an amazing amount of emotion to a scene. It can break or make the moment. It's the power of music. So, knowing that music has this effect on people, why not use it for yourself? I often listen to background music in order to get myself into the right emotional state for these vital moments in my drama. Now, this is obvious, but remember that sad music will make you sad, happy music will make you happy, etc. Just search YouTube until you find music that matches the mood you're gunning for. Now, I hope this helped somebody that's been struggling in the area of voice acting, and if you have any further questions, feel free to message me on Facebook or ask one of the many talented actors in the ADPP community. Alright, I'm done. Thanks to those listening, and I hope you all have a wonderful day. Bye now.
Yes, goodbye. Let's sing. Do you know the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man, the Muffin Man? Do you know the Muffin Man?
Seriously, dude? Harold?
Come on, he's not that bad. Let's go record.
Big thanks to Dane and Brian for those segments, and links to the respective productions of these gents can be found in the show notes over at audiodramaproduction.com. Now, are you a fan of the fantasy genre? If so, here's a wee treat for you. The Witch Hunter Chronicles by Audio Epics was one of the first audio dramas I ever heard, and I absolutely loved it. Well, a few years after the original productions, it sounds like creator Domaine de Groot has taken the story to a whole new level. Check this out.
Hi, it's Domaine from Audio Epics. We've just released Witch Hunter, the dramatised audiobook, which is not quite an audio drama, but something very close to it. And we're trying to monetize it, but for the listeners of the Audio Drama Production Podcast, we'd like to do something a little bit special, because we love you so much. That's why we're handing out a 75% discount code for everyone, which means you can get the entire 13 and a half hour masterpiece, Witch Hunter, for a mere $10, if you just type in ADPP... like Audio Drama Production Podcast, ADPP, when you check out on Bandcamp. You can find Witch Hunter at audioepics.bandcamp.com. That's audioepics, all one word, .bandcamp.com. Thank you, and I'll just leave you with the trailer for Witch Hunter.
So now the darkness is complete.
Witch Hunter is an epic gothic fantasy adventure brought to life as a dramatized audiobook.
The end of the sacred stones is nigh. And before the coming of the winter, this city shall be swarmed with ravens of darkness.
Fear holds sway over the proud and ancient city of Seven Peaks. It is said that the devil himself will soon return, and that all witches, no matter how harmless they may seem, are to blame for this.
Your kind already took my life in a way that can never be returned, witch hunter.
The city is in turmoil after a visit from a mysterious prophet, and the dreaded witch hunters are called upon to kill all magic users.
And what are you doing? Healing her? Using magic? Witch!
Only one witch hunter refuses to participate in the slaughter.
Killing hundreds, maybe thousands of people at the whim of one unknown maniac. Do you truly believe such an act is unavoidable?
Ludlov, a fierce and devoted man, driven by vengeance, believes that there is another evil at work. He suspects the same cult that murdered his wife 7 years ago. the Black Sickle.
So now the darkness is complete.
The only person who can help Ludlov on his search for the truth is Samina, a beautiful young gypsy woman with magical powers.
If you are a man of honor, as you would have me believe, then why do you feel no shame for being part of such a band of hateful, bigoted murderers?
You should be a witch hunter! Proud, unforgiving, relentless. Let me show you what a real witch hunter would do.
Witch Hunter, written by Domine de Groot, with the voices of Domine de Groot, Eileen Hoskins, and Aaron Bodanovich. Music by Peter van Riet. Coming this winter. For more information about Witch Hunter, visit audioepics.com.
How good does that sound? I'm really looking forward to hearing it, and I'd just like to thank Domine for the promo code for listeners and hopefully producers of this humble podcast. The coupon code again is ADPP. It's a good job we never changed the name of the show after all. Right, we've got an email all the way from the Southern Hemisphere, Australia to be precise, and it's actually relevant to the theme of this week's show. It says, "Hi Matthew and Robert. My name's Bree, I'm 24 years old, I live in Brisbane, Australia, and I'm an avid fan of your audio drama production podcast. I just realised today that I've been listening to your show for a year now. I stumbled upon it pretty early on when it first began, and I felt compelled to contact you and let you know how great a job I think you both do. I work full time, and about a year ago, after getting bored with listening to music day in, day out, I got listening to the No Sleep podcast. I really enjoyed it. Next, I discovered We're Alive, and I was well and truly hooked on it and the world of audio dramas. Not long after, I was taking a road trip and formed an idea for an audio drama. I immediately started looking for some kind of resource to help me with the massive endeavour of creating one. After perusing a few websites, which left me feeling confused and deterred, I discovered audiodramaproduction.com. I didn't even bother looking for any other guides after that. The information you've shared within your podcast has been invaluable. It's easy to understand, relevant, and entertaining. I listen to your episodes at work, making notes all the while to apply to my own works. With the assistance and direction of your podcast, I've been able to spend the last year confidently developing scripts, sourcing voice actors, setting up a recording studio at home, and acquiring all the equipment needed to start my very own audio drama, an apocalyptic horror, of course. Whenever I start doubting whether I'm actually going to be able to produce something even half decent, I listen to an older episode of the podcast and my motivation returns. My spirits are lifted and I get straight back into it. Basically, I just wanted to say a massive thank you to you both. I've learned so much from you guys, and without the Audio Drama Production podcast, I don't think I would have gotten as far as I have. I'm about to start recording, so thank you so much. Gratefully, Bree." Thanks very much for the kind words, Bree. I'm excited to hear what you come up with in your show, and I'm proud that this podcast has helped you along the way. So please keep us posted on the details of your production. I'd really love to hear it once it goes live. And if anyone else wants to get in touch with us, the email address is podcast@audiodramaproduction.com. And now we've got our own thanks to give, because after the interview with Eric at Audible 2 weeks ago, our friends Kareem and Bob posted appeals in the Facebook community for people to support this show on Patreon. Well, no fewer than 9 new Knights of the Pledge stepped up to the table. In fact, it was so many that I'm now paranoid that I've left someone out. So a massive, massive thanks to, in no particular order, Russell Gold, Adele Kirby, Steve Schneider, Michael Curlam, Dane Leonardson, Michelle LaFrance, Joey Medea, Fred Greenhalge, and Daniel Burnett. 9 very cool people, all up to some really interesting stuff, and I've put links to all their websites up on the site at audiodramaproduction.com/support. Because of the generosity of you folks and the other patrons of the podcast, we've just invested in some new equipment, and you'll hear the result of that in a couple of weeks' time. There's also some great stuff in the pipeline. Brian Lincoln is back next week with another Writing for Audio Drama Roundtable, where they'll be discussing how to adapt stories for audio, and we'll have an interview with the guys behind the brilliant audio drama comedy Wooden Overcoats. You won't want to miss any of that, so remember to subscribe to this show if you haven't done so already. Okay, that's just about it for this week's episode. I suppose in closing, though, I just want to mention David Bowie. Now, I'm not one for usually doing the old celebrity grieving thing, but I'm like many others. I grew up with the music of David Bowie. You know, my dad's a massive, massive Bowie fan. It was always playing in the house growing up, and even when I go around there yet, it's always playing. Albums like Low and The Man Who Sold the World, massive influences on me. And only last Friday there, really enjoying, you know, opening a beer and hearing the first album, the latest album that he'd released for the first time. And on the Sunday night, I was saying to my dad, you know, it'd be great if he toured, because I never actually got to see David Bowie play live. So it was a bit of a shocker on the Monday morning when I got a text from my dad saying that he'd actually died. And I really, really, you know, I've never felt that way about someone that I've never met before dying. And admittedly, I am quite a cynical person when it comes to people grieving the deaths of celebrities, but just a tremendous influence on millions and millions of people, you know, creatively, musically. And I think one of the biggest legacies that he's left, as well as the albums that he's given us, is just this life that was packed with doing things creatively, creating and inspiring people. And again, in the theme of this episode, you're listening to this podcast because you're obviously interested in some form of creative process. You're interested in how this stuff works. And maybe you're not creating stuff at the moment for some reason or another. And I think it's sometimes important to remember, without being morbid, that we only have a limited time on this planet to do the things that we want to do. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, don't let fears get in your way, and don't let the day-to-day things in your life that we all have to deal with prevent you from actually creating the stuff that you want to create, because time moves quickly, and you know, this stuff does take a lot of time. So even if you could be chipping away, writing some scripts, outlining stories, doing whatever it is you want to do, just make sure that you're not putting it on the back burner, because there'll never actually be that perfect time to get all the stuff done that you want to do. You have to kind of get over yourself sometimes, and yeah, you do have to say no to people as well sometimes, and try and carve out that time, try and get over those fears, and just try and get started. You'll be amazed at how much progress you make once you actually do start putting stuff together and getting out there. So yeah, I guess that's my, in some small way, that's my wee tribute to David Bowie, a great inspiration to me, to millions of others as well, perhaps you yourself. So let's try and learn from him, learn from his life, and follow by the examples that he left of just being really creative, breaking the rules, trying new things, and leaving a massive, massive legacy. So that's my thoughts for this week. Thank you to all the contributors. Like I say, All the links to everyone's shows are on the website, audiodramaproduction.com. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Like I say, next week it's over to Brian and his crew, bringing you another Audio Drama Writers Roundtable. So thanks very much for listening, and remember to tune in 7 days' time.